Are you seeking guidance in life? Need a comforting voice to guide you through the ups and downs? Look no further. Introducing Petals of Support, the heartfelt podcast where life advice blossoms, hosted by the incredible Mama D.
Hello, dear listeners. Mama D here, ready to share my wisdom and offer a listening ear. Life can be tough, but remember, you're never alone. On Petals of Support, I'll be your virtual mom, providing guidance and support when you need it most.
Mama D's wisdom has been cultivated through years of experience and love. Her soothing words will melt away your worries and empower you to conquer life's challenges. From navigating relationships to finding your true purpose, Mama D is here to help.
Join me each week as we explore topics close to your heart. From self-care and personal growth to parenting and finding inner peace, we'll embrace every aspect of life's journey together. Let my voice wrap around you like a warm hug, reminding you that you are capable, loved, and cherished.
Tune in to Petals of Support and let Mama D's motherly advice and encouragement nurture your soul. Subscribe today on your favorite podcast platform and embark on a transformative journey filled with love, support, and the wisdom only a mother can provide.
Remember, my dear petals, you are stronger than you know. Together, we'll navigate life's garden one bloom at a time. I'm Mama D, and this is Petals of Support. Let's grow, learn, and flourish together.
Petals of Support, the podcast that embraces you like a mother's love. Subscribe now and let Mama D guide you on your beautiful journey.
I'm Amber,
and we're Witches Talking Tarot.
We are the weirdest
mystery. Dragon's song like a Santa snubble.
Flip the switch and let the cauldron bubble. Sam.
Wow.
Hey everybody, I'm Amber.
And I'm Maddie.
And we're Witches Talking Tarot. And today, we are talking about besoms, because you know what? It's time for spring cleaning. It's time for bringing in spring. We just talked about that last... We're talking about that next week. My bad, we're talking about that next week. And so today, we're going to talk about not only besoms, but making your own besom for fun little seasonal purposes. It can be a spiritual besom. It can be a decorative besom. It can be both things, because two things can be true. It can be made from natural materials. It can be made from fake materials. It's whatever you have available to you.
Yes.
Sorry, I had to, it was going to rhyme. I was like, I'm going to finish.
Besom is a witch's brew.
Yes.
Not everybody knows that's what it's called.
Yes, yes, that is true. Thank you, Maddie.
I always forget. Like, I don't forget. When I first started the craft, I always would be like, what the fuck's a besom? And then I would understand. Amber and I are going to be making our own while we talk a little bit about how you can make yours and how you can decorate it throughout the season.
Yes, because, like, in addition to, like, making besoms, I also have two besoms that I got from my mother that used to hang in the house when I was younger, and they are just plain. One is a very, very, very old cinnamon broom. I mean,
is that
yes.
From your mom?
Yes.
Wow, that is
like very old cinnamon broom. And I guess that one is not from my mom. That one was from, I think, Sarah, but it's just a straw broom. It's like an old straw broom. And I decorate it seasonally with the same flowers, like, except for when they get damaged and I throw them away. But I, like, when I first got this house almost 10 years ago, I decided that I was going to do that. I was going to seasonally decorate them. And that would be like, that would be fun. That would be a way to, you know, decorate for each season and bring
into the vibes and, of
right?
The season.
Well, and to spruce up my little besoms, you know, make them a little. I got one on either side of my hearth, and you know, it's just, it's not expensive. I spent like, just like we spent a couple dollars at the Dollar Tree.
Dollar Tree, right?
You know, I did the same thing except for each season, you know? So I got some flowers that would work for spring and I got some that would work for summer and I got some that like work as an overlap. So like my spring and summer flowers kind of just stayed the same, you know, because they work for both seasons, you know what I mean? And then the Christmas ones are different and the Halloween ones are different, you know? Yeah.
And you know, the thing about them is like, they don't all have to be made of straw or cinnamon. Like today, we're making ours out of fake flowers from the Dollar Tree, which we'll be recycling over and over and over again.
Exactly. Well, and like the thing is, like you don't, anything can be a besom, okay, for one. Like even just like even a plastic or a metal broom, you can, that can be your besom. There's nothing saying that you have to make it. Making it is nice. Making it is lovely. Making it makes you feel a little bit more connected, yes. I think. But it's not a necessity. So you can do all the other things that we're going to talk about with besoms with a pre-made broom.
Yes.
You don't have to make your own to feel like it's quote-unquote better. I like making things myself. I prefer to make something myself than to not have made it myself. But I also understand that, A, every fucking body's different. And B, sometimes you just don't have the time. Because when I didn't have the time, the ones I decorated, that's what I did. Well, you know what I mean?
You can get the cinnamon brooms at the Dollar Tree during the holiday season.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. They have even have little mini ones if you want to use one for your altar, which is great. The little mini ones you can use to cleanse your altar.
There's right back there should be a little, it's a decorated one of the mini ones.
You can use that to sweep the energy of your altar, to cleanse your altar. When you don't have anything you can burn or anything you can use as a cleanser, you can cleanse yourself with it as well. I have one that I cleanse myself with. Yeah. I just sweep it away.
I'm glad you said that because I actually once read, and it's something that I always try to do, but also then I started doing my daily devotionals right after I got clean, so I didn't do it as much. And I need to get back in the habit because I didn't get back in the habit of doing my daily devotionals right after my shower. So it's an important thing.
You said right after I got clean, and I thought you were talking about drugs.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, no, after my shower. No, I apologize. I did not mean to misspeak like that. I just mean I had read about using a chicken's foot, which I keep above my doors. A friend of ours, I got them from her a long time ago.
My little broom in a similar fashion.
But also a broom or a feather. Mm-hmm. And you cleanse the muck of the day off of you before approaching your magical things or before approaching your magical guides. And I always loved, like, the moment that I read that, it resonated with me. And I was like, gotta remember. So, like, a little besom like this or, like, what we're making right now are great for that because this would, one you made yourself would be great for cleansing yourself and cleansing your energy and being approachable for your deities in a respectful way.
Well, it's a great way for
people
to cleanse themselves as well. And if they live in apartments or areas where they cannot burn things or if they don't have any cleansing sprays, it's very convenient.
No, I agree with that. And like, for me, I love a besom for not just the when you can't burn something or for when you don't have a spray available. For me, I love a besom in addition to those things. I love a besom to spread your incense through the house or to, you know, first I'm going to spray it clean with water. I'm going to cleanse it with fire, with, you know, whether it's fire or whether it's like an incense. And then I'm going to cleanse it with air with my besom. You know what I mean? Because like, it's, I don't know, I love the ritual of things. Let's be clear. I thrive on ritual, and besoms for me are very ritualistic. Very associated with ritual. Yes, they can be natural. Like I was saying to Maddie, because she mentioned this wasn't really an episode of the history of, and she's right. And I was like, oh yeah, I didn't look up the history of. And then I was like, but I imagine the history of is we cut down branches from trees, probably specifically evergreens because the leaves didn't come off as much. But, you know, we cut the branches off of trees and we used that spray of foliage as a broom. And that's where brooms come from, and Bisams are brooms. And
Native Americans did something similar to that as well. Yeah, like it's all over the cultures.
Yeah, like I mean, to me, that's like, and I don't know, there's something about it that I just love. I also, okay, so full disclosure, because I don't know if these two things are connected. Uh-huh. I played Cinderella growing up. Like, I was the youngest child. I still am the youngest child. And my parents are too old, and I'm not going to not be the youngest child, I don't think. Anyway, jinx my fucking self right there. Anyway, youngest kid over here, and fuck, I threw myself off with that. I love Bisams.
Yeah, I'm sorry, you say that just reminds me of King of the Hill. What's his name?
Yeah, Cotton. They're going to name it A.H. No, those were my original initials.
Right.
Oh, wait. No, it was G.H. and G.H. and, well, G.H. for good Hank, and then he was just Hank. G.A. Yeah, so it'd be G.A., not G.A., not A.H.
I did love that baby.
That baby was cute. That episode, he did. That I love that episode so much where Peggy, like, with her toe. Yes. And she's, like, crying. She's like, I can still do it. Fuck yeah, you can, Peggy.
Fuck Cotton.
God, yeah, he's fuck
so
Cotton.
He's so shitty.
God, he's always so shitty. He is horrible.
He even dies horrible.
He does. You know? Wait.
She, like, he wants to say, I love you, Dad, and he gets really pissed off and, like, doesn't want to die. And he dies when Peggy's like, you're a terrible person. I fucking hate you. Basically.
I do not remember this.
Yeah, and then finally he's like, what did they kill? I can go in peace.
Oh, I think that's just because Cotton was so hateful. He couldn't, like, he couldn't go out on a high note. He had to go out with somebody being like, I fucking hate you right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shit, I still don't remember what the fuck I was saying before I, like, threw myself on the youngest kid. Oh, I was home alone a lot. That's where it was. I was home alone a lot. It was just me and my mom, and she was doing mom things. And I would pretend I was Cinderella. And my mother's house never had dust, and, like, the tables were always clean, and her knickknacks were always clean. So anyway, like, maybe Bisams being, like, so magical and ritualistic and important, maybe that's not an everybody thing. Maybe that's a little girl who played Cinderella for fun thing. I don't know. I don't know. I just feel like full disclosure was needed on that one. I don't know. I don't know. I really like Bisams, though. Like, I have, in this room alone, I have more than 7 Bisams. Like, just in this room. Well, there's one down here.
Oh, there is one down there.
And, did you count? There should be one of the purple ones that you were talking about that you use for cleansing. Oh, it's
right
up there.
Okay, so that's 8. Yeah. Yep, lots of them.
Yep, yep. And that's just this room. Yeah. I don't know. I really like Bisams. What do you, like, are you drawn to Bisams?
Yes and no. Yes. But I only use my Bisam. I use my Bisam similar as some people would use their staff, I think. And I only use it for my strongest workings, like a deep cleansing, like a serious cleansing, or if I'm wanting to channel energy through the earth by holding my Bisam like this, like a staff.
Okay.
When I practice, I don't use a lot of tools other than the cauldron, because I'm a kitchen witch and I have a cauldron that I mm-hmm. love, and candles. Oh, and I guess I use my wand. So I guess the Bisam would be my lesser used tool, and okay. my most used tool would be my wand and my cauldron.
Huh.
And when I do use it, it's when I pull out for when I'm really wanting to focus, when I'm really wanting to ground and connect with the earth. Because to me, the Bisam is very earth connected, but I could see where people would say it's very air connected as well, you know?
Yeah, no. Because, I mean, I connect it with air. Uh-huh. I think that is generally, like, if you look it up, that's the association.
Yeah, I'm sure, yeah.
I see the earth piece, though, because... Uh-huh.
Connecting it onto the ground. Like, I'll hold it upside down and connect it. It's very like a staff almost to me.
Right.
And so when I have that wood piece into the ground or on the ground, It helps me connect the energy up from the ground, which is why I associate it with the earth. I connect with it mm-hmm. when I use that earth energy. But yeah, I absolutely cool. understand why anybody and everybody would say it's connected with air more.
Yeah.
You know, like the fanning, the flying, and things like that.
Yeah. I get that. I get that. Like, I'm not going to lie. All of my any cleansing that's more than just me going through for a quickie,
uh-huh.
I use my B-Psalms.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, I'm over here like, my B-Psalms and my mortar and pestle are uh-huh. probably some of the tools I use the most.
You know,
that and my cauldron.
I'm surprised at how much I use my cauldron. I think if I'm doing, I use my cauldron for everything. I'll use it if I'm making a protection powder. Or if I'm casting something that includes herbs, I'll put the herbs in the cauldron and then a candle on top of the herbs, like a tea light candle. And so while that candle's burning, it's infusing the herbs with the intention of, the spell. And then if it's a protection spell, then I'll take my cauldron and sprinkle the protection powder around. I really use my cauldron for a lot of things. If I'm burning something, I'll use my cauldron. I'm surprised at how much I use
cauldrons are incredibly versatile. And I mean, just like with the mortar and pestle and the B-Psalm, I mean, they're so old to human use. You know what I mean?
They are. And I think maybe I started using my cauldron a lot more since we did the cauldron episode.
Yeah.
Because that was so interesting.
Yeah.
But I don't use it for like divination or anything like that. We did talk about
that. We did talk about that. And I would like to. I usually use mine mostly for cleansing and regeneration, you know, essentially.
Your cauldron.
Yeah, well, and I guess transmorphing or transmuting energy,
mm-hmm.
You know. But, like, since I made that B-Psalm on a whim,
uh-huh.
I don't know. I really enjoy making B-Psalms, I think.
Well, you know, and I think, what was I going to say? Fuck, I totally, like, zoned out.
No, I get it.
Use a B-Psalm. I use the little one, the mini one, most as opposed to the bigger one.
Right.
I use the mini one most because it's so convenient to sweep away the energy, like I was saying, on my altar or on my person or yep. on an object, like hold the object and sweep it up. The mini ones I use so often as opposed to the larger ones. The larger ones I'd be pulling out when I need that special oomph. But I do, like this one right here, I would use the fuck out of it.
Yep.
Everything.
I mean, I use that one fairly often. Uh-huh. And I have one that I got at Pagan Pride Day last year
uh-huh.
that I hung from the rearview mirror of my mm-hmm. car. And so, like, whenever it started swinging, I like, in my head, I'm like, it's cleaning the energy.
Yes.
It's traveling through mm-hmm. the windshield toward me.
Hang it in your car and use it as okay, I cannot stand this bitch.
I'm yeah. Like,
you know?
Nope. Yep. Absolutely. I didn't think about that.
That counseling session right? was too much for me.
Get that out of my head. I need to,
ones are just so convenient.
They are so convenient. And, like, having it portable, like, that's really nice,
yes,
too. Like, you
well.
Can take it with you. And then, like, but also, you know, these decorative ones to kind of celebrate the season. Like, I really enjoy that, too, because, you know, like, not only do I have the ones that I decorate specifically to match each season, but I've got a Christmas one we made together.
Oh, yeah. I guess I have one. I have a Christmas one, too.
Yeah.
I just put it up. I take it out mm-hmm. for the holidays.
Yeah.
I just put it up.
I was trying to get that one down. It actually got stuck, and I'm too short to,
uh-huh.
and I, well, my husband was watching me have trouble with it, so I just kind of thought he'd, like, offer help, but then he didn't. And you know how it is when, like, your husband doesn't offer you help?
You're like, fuck you, I'm not gonna ask.
Exactly! I'm not gonna fucking ask. Like, it's, like, March, and the Christmas boom is still up.
Right? I just took mine down, like, the end of February.
Yeah. Well, that is when I tried to take this down, and it's been stuck for, like, 3 weeks.
I really, truly love my Christmas broom, and
yeah.
I love putting it up. I really do, and I'm honestly loving this, too, which is mm-hmm. just a little mini handheld.
It's so cute.
It's a mini handheld one, which is, like, okay, this is almost like a bouquet. Could a bouquet be used as a B-Psalm? Or
I mean,
no?
I would think if you intentionally are using it in that manner, then absolutely.
You know what? I say that, and I've seen these videos on YouTube, and these people are doing spiritual cleansings, and I think it's Ecuador. and a couple other ones, and they have like rosemary, and they're just going through with the person like this over it. With is that kind of like besom use almost?
I would think so.
You can use like a bundle of herbs then.
Totally can. You can use a bundle of herbs like in during Lent, which is I think happening right now or gonna start. It's about to start. Okay. So during Lent, there's like some Catholic procession with palm leaves that like they use to cleanse themselves, and then there's a Jewish I can't remember what holiday it's during, but I did a Morning Witch video about it once because I had read up on it a little bit, and they also use some kind of leaf, like big long leaf, you know, and I know I've read something about using wheat sheaves and or corn sheaves in a similar manner. And I would say these all would fall into that same cleansing category. Sorry, we had dinner before this, guys.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, I'm feeling it too.
Yep. Then we're going to go check out a drag show. And I hope it's busy for the sake of the people that are raising funds. And at the same time, like... Oh, it's going to be crowded in that bar.
Okay.
I don't know.
That's why I didn't wear my sweater, because I was like, is this going to be fucking hot?
Right. Like, yeah. And for me, it's just going to be, it's going to be people-y.
It'll be good. It'll be good for us. Like, I mean, I don't know about you, but I don't get the fuck out.
Like, yeah, no. I don't, it's just like large amounts of people.
Yeah.
It's difficult with large amounts of people. Mm-hmm. Not hating on people. I just, you know, I know me. So there's different ways that you can make your besom if you choose to make a besom. Like Maddie and I each, we went to the Dollar Tree together and we each got our own different floral arrangement designs. But I was also thinking about using feathers in mine. Uh-huh. I just ended up not looking for feathers because... You know, I thought these were really cute. I liked them. And so there's different ways that after you pick out your materials that you can put them together. But, you know, like, again, as we started at the beginning, I said this at the beginning, like, it can be made out of all natural stuff. It can be made out of not all natural stuff. You know what I mean? Like, you can use whatever is available to you in, like, your home space. You can use whatever's available to you in your yard. Like this past Christmas, I made one out of a stick we had in the house and the waste from our Christmas tree.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it's gorgeous. It's very beautiful.
It's held up pretty fucking long.
Yeah, it has. Actually.
You know, I took the other one apart, the little one that I made to make the DIY video with. Mm-hmm. And oh my goodness, I am covered in shit. But, like, I took that one apart because I would, but this one, I hadn't taken it apart, and it's just, it's survived, you know? Most of the needles are still in it, surprisingly.
Do you think it'll last until next year?
I don't even know if I'll leave it together that long is the thing. Mm-hmm. Like, honestly, I don't know. But, like, so when I, like, every time I've made a besom, what I've done is, like, the things that I'm attaching to the middle stick, I attach one at a time so that they don't slip around on you. But you might not have that much binding material, or you might have already started putting stuff together and not even thought about it. Mm-hmm. And so, like, there's nothing wrong with not doing it that way. But from a standpoint of, like, do I want to take this apart or not? I'm not sure. I've been binding them together in a way that they might be able to last fairly long. I don't know. Like I said, I made that one in November. So, like, that's 5 months. I've actually swept with it twice.
Oh, really?
Yeah, back when it was fresh. Like, now it would fall apart and the needles would go everywhere.
Then it would do the opposite.
Yes. Like, yeah, it would be hold on. It would be so bad, Starla. Sorry, my dog is staring at me, guys. Hi. But, I don't know. It's nice to make a flowery besom at Ostara going into Beltane.
Yes.
I mean, we just had Ostara and we're about to have Easter. And then Beltane will be coming in May. So, like, you know, I'd say both of these are
definitely... be great for Ostara and Beltane. And then I almost want to see if there's any fake corn and wheat to do one for Maybon.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like corn
absolutely.
And wheat and...
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what else.
No, I'm with you, though. I think that would be super pretty and appropriate for Maybon.
I think so.
I love Maybon. But also, like, you could get sunflowers in there.
Yes! Exactly. Oh, that'd be so beautiful.
And feathers. I think feathers would be really appropriate at Maybon, because at that point, like, birds are losing their feathers.
Oh, yeah. And I'm over here like, fuck it, might as well go all out for Samhain and get a black rose.
Oh, yeah,
you
no,
know what
absolutely.
I mean? Totally get, like, a black rose.
Yeah.
And, or a red rose and some, like, fallen leaves.
Right? You know? Get, like, a little pumpkin to glue to the stick of it or, you know, the broom
really
stick part of the
Maybon one, though.
Yeah,
I'm
no.
Really
I mean, I, yeah, I love, I, there's something about the seasonal aspect of besoms. Not that you have to do them seasonally, but there's something about that that makes me very happy as an individual. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't quite explain it, but it definitely, me as an individual digs on it hardcore. Like, the whole, I also, I'm really big about decorating for the holidays. Not everybody is, and that's okay. But, like, for me, there's something about decorating for the holidays that really fucking gets me in the spirit. And, like, I truly believe is inviting in the spirit of that holiday. So, like, you know, why not decorate? Like, because if you're going to celebrate the spirit of the holiday, like, make the holiday spirit feel welcome by putting out the signs and symbols of that holiday, you know?
Right.
Like, I don't know. I truly think that there are, you know, just like each of the deities is like kind of a different aspect of, you know, different energies of the universe. I believe that the holiday spirit for different holidays works in that same manner of being like just another aspect of the universe's energy. So, like, by welcoming it in, you're just kind of really feeding your relationship with the universe.
Uh-huh. I agree.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I really enjoy making besoms. Like, I do. This is a lot of fun. I don't know. Like, have you ever made besoms before?
No, I don't think so. No.
Have you guys ever made besoms before?
Let us
know. My voice, like, totally cracked.
Let
like,
us know in the comments if you're watching on YouTube. And don't forget to like and subscribe.
Whoopsie-daisy.
If you have made besoms before, do you do yours seasonally? Or do you just make them in general?
Right? And, like, there's no wrong, like, there's no wrong answer to that. We're just kind of curious because everybody's different. Everybody's tool use is different, whether it's paganism or anything else.
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean? So, like, you know, just like with the besom stuff we picked, you know, like, I ended up going with a monochrome purple, which I wasn't at all expecting. I mean, I fucking love pink. You know what I mean? Like, I was not expecting to go the way I went with it, but it's just kind of what you feel, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know? So it's like, there's no right or wrong answer to what you do with besoms, or if you even use besoms or brooms magically. But are there, can you think of any other ways that one might use a besom magically?
Honestly,
I mean, because cleansing is the obvious one, right?
Cleansing is the obvious one. And the grounding, like I suggested, you know, or how I use mine. But then, no, other than flying.
Well, and I won't lie. Like, inviting the spirit in for sure, mm-hmm. I think, is great with the bee songs.
Well, you can use it as like a symbolism of a specific mm-hmm. element, whether it's yeah. earth or air or whatever. If you're doing a super big ritual and you want a representation of each element, I think a tiny one if you want to do it on your altar, or a big one if you're doing a big grand ritual, that could represent an element.
I think that's a great idea. Like, I think I really like that. Again, I really like bee songs.
I just do most of my work at my altar, which is not a super huge altar. So anything that is pocket sized
yeah.
works great for me. Also, I yeah. just truly do use the mini ones more mm-hmm. than I use the big ones. Yeah. I really do.
Well, and it's like most of my anything that's not just like a house cleansing or whatever, uh-huh. I do outside these days. So uh-huh. like I don't even... I cut out the middleman, sort of, like uh-huh. I've decided. Uh-huh. It works well for me. It works well for me.
I'm terrified of my backyard. I mean, I'm not terrified of my backyard. You've been in there. That shit is dark as fuck at night. Like, it is so dark. I mean, I'm not scared there's going to be, like, a serial killer or a meth head or anything like that.
It's more like a bear. Like, a little baby bear yeah, that wands animal. Into town. Yeah.
Or, honestly, my biggest concern...
Or, like, a neighbor's large animal that got out?
Yes. It's more of an animal fear. Like, raccoons be back there. Like, it's pretty wild back there. Also, the trees... They've got limbs that be falling all the time.
Oh, yeah. No. So I've been working at the crossroads.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been working at the crossroads. I've been working at the crossroads and some weird shit.
During the day. Or if I'm with someone, like you and I.
Yeah, we did. Fucking bugs. You remember that shit?
It's very wild God. Back there. Yeah. So, like, again, my biggest fear would be, like, an animal.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Nah. Yeah. I'm sure my neighbors are probably like, that bitch is cray cray. Don't care. I'm like, I bought a house at the crossroads for a reason. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to use it. And I have been. And I really enjoy it. Like, it's
could
something.
Could you make a besom out of the yucca out there if it's dead?
Probably could, yeah.
Like, because it grows
that shit's
well,
like
it come
pokey.
Oh, is it?
It's pokey as shit. I don't even like gardening it. Oh. Like, I let my gardens be wild anyway, whether Corey likes it or not, but that shit's pokey. Like,
did you poke yourself with that?
No, it's just like, my thumb was bugging me the other day, uh-huh. and then I paper cut it, and then I was using, like, I was wrapping the wire, mm-hmm. but very tightly, and so now my thumb is just, like, it's kind of, like, not throbbing, but that,
irritated.
Like, yeah, definitely irritated, definitely irritated. So, I don't know.
Well.
I don't know. Like, what do you guys think? Did you enjoy YouTube? Please tell us. Did you watch us make our bee songs? I'm just curious because it was a last minute thought. Oh, I wonder what it does look like this way. Oh, I like that's cute. That's
that fun. Is cute. And yours got the swingy thing. I feel like mine's like.
Yeah, I won't.
Be very much of like the herbal one.
Yes. Yeah. And I got the swingy things just because it made me think more of a broom. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, I could have done, like, two of these and made it fuller, but I thought it would take away from the floral aspect of the other flowers. And, like, you know, I liked all of what they had. I just, like, I started liking the way all the purples were going together.
I feel
like,
that.
You know?
I mean, it's Beltane and
Ostara.
I'm sorry,
yeah.
Beltane, which for me is purple, lavender, mm-hmm. pink. I think we did an episode on Ostara at some
yep,
point.
And Beltane. Yep,
and Beltane.
Yep,
so
Mayday. Yep.
Mine just seems very herby, I think.
I like it. I like it a lot. I like them both. And we're going to wrap the handles with some burlap to make it look more handle-like, you know. But it was just like a last-minute thought. I was like, we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about using them. And just like little spiritual talk, because it's fun talking about the tools we use, because maybe you're interested in the tool usage and you're intimidated for some reason. And that's okay, because new things are intimidating, but they don't have to be. And that's why we wanted to do this little episode, because some people are like, oh, a witch's broom, which yes, because you know what? I'm going to get down that so that I could like illustrate why you can get super reverent and excited about the witch's broom, but you don't have to be intimidated, because they can be whatever you make them. But I got to show, I mean, if we're, I feel like I got to show this one off because I love it
so much. I'm just going to, while you're doing that, I'm going to give a shout out to Pam, Melissa, Victoria, and Death by DVD. Thank you so much for being our patrons. If you're interested in supporting us, you can find us on Patreon/ Which Is Talking Tarot. I hope that's okay. I did the shout.
Yeah, no. That was totally fine. I was like, I hope she doesn't want me to like holler over my shoulder because I still can't turn my head.
No, did I just?
No, that was great. And I just had to show you guys. So if you're not watching on YouTube yet, sometimes we do cool shit like what I'm showing the camera right now. So definitely pop over there and go ahead and like and subscribe and leave a comment. But also, go ahead and like and subscribe and leave a comment wherever you're listening before you hop over to YouTube so that you can help us hit our yearly goal. Or did we already hit our yearly goal?
We already did, but we're
going to hit our second yearly goal. Yay! So, this broom was gotten from the Ozarks by my husband's grandmother, and his aunt let me have it because apparently nobody wanted this gorgeous bad motherfucker.
It's so beautiful.
Because they're not pagan crazy bitches, but it's so cute because his aunt, like, I love his aunt. Aunt Becky's the best. But, like, yeah. Like, so if you're like, oh, my God, a witch's broom. I'm so intimidated. I mean, beauties like this exist, and it's understandable that you might be slightly intimidated about getting interested. But you don't have to be because even the littlest bit or stuff from your yard can work. So enjoy, comment, like. Subscribe, make your own BSOM, have fun with us, find us on Facebook, Instagram. Did you already do this?
No, one?
Facebook, Instagram, and Threads at Which Is Talking Tarot.
We're also on the X at Classiest Witches.
So thank you for coming to sit with us a spell. Bye. I really wish it was turning off on its own.
Hi, friends.
Hi.
Welcome to They're Terrified and Tipsy.
So I'll start.
Okay.
My name is Courtney. I love long walks on the beach, white wine, and I absolutely love scary movies.
And I'm Stephanie. I also love long walks on the beach. I love white wine, but I absolutely f-ing hate scary movies.
So Stephanie,
mm-hmm.
can I ask you a question?
Please.
Why in the hell would you want to watch scary movies and do a podcast on scary movies when you hate them?
Oh, that's easy. Because you forced me.
That's true. But you know what?
There's wine. Yeah, so I'm basically only here for the wine.
Lots and lots of wine.
We're going to need it.
Well, since we have very different feelings about scary movies, we decided to share our emotional struggles with you all.
Yeah, so grab a glass of wine, your favorite couch blanket, and get comfy and enjoy the ride with us. Also, you can find They're Terrified and Tipsy on Instagram and Twitter, plus all the podcast platforms. For links, head over to tipsypod.com. Cheers!